Press Review on Radio Yulma.
Hello, friends.
Or should we say ciao, amici?
It's Katarina
and Maria, and it's November 21st. Currently, it's 9:41 a.m.
We finally have a beautiful, bright, sunny day today, and we are so, so excited to bring you some bright news from our latest press release.
Yes, and what a better way to start your productive day by following us on Instagram and TikTok, Radio Yulm, or contact us by email, info@radioyulm.it.
Or if you have any further questions, you can always contact us on WhatsApp. The number is 331-1438923.
As well, we wanted to thank Alicia for producing and Monica for directing.
And also now grab your coffees, teas, get cozy as we crack open Pandora's box and dive into the most important news of the day.
So let's start off by the headlines. Europe's strategic reality check, school reform debate, and Russia-US tensions over Ukraine.
Ukraine's humanitarian crisis and Pope's genocide warning.
As well as geopolitical tensions rise as Ukraine strikes Russia.
Also, Italy celebrates tennis victory as football heats up. And we have more and more news, so make sure you are very comfortable, cozy, and listen to every word we say. Okay, to start with, Las Tamba says that Ukraine's humanitarian crisis and the Pope's genocide warning is on the heat. The war in Ukraine remains dire with reports of horrific use of anti-personnel mines and rising fears of airstrikes. President Biden supports banning these weapons globally while also supplying advanced arms to Kyiv. However, Putin remains open to negotiations, but of course he insists that they must be on his own terms, which is very usual of him. Recent commentary reflects on the lasting scars of war, warning that future generations will inherit minefields and devastation rather than glory. And while in Italy, debates about religious freedom continue, with former Israel Prime Minister Olmert backing Pope Francis' concerns over anti-milis and genocide denial.
Okay, so moving to the Il Corriere della Sera, Europe's strategic reality check, school reform debate, and Russia-US tensions over Ukraine. So basically, Europe now faces a very harsh reality check as it grapples with its diminished influence in global conflicts, overshadowed by U.S. dominance. The ongoing Ukraine war highlights the struggle with escalating tensions between Russia and U.S., as Kyiv warns of psychological warfare amidst Western military support. So nowadays, it's why it says that it's a reality check for Europe is that its role in global conflicts appears to be very overshadowed by U.S. Basically, Ukraine now brought the light to the limitations of European power, and particularly in terms of the military capability and political cohesion. So the ongoing war in Ukraine serves as a focal point for these tensions. And recently, the administration also authorized Ukraine to use longer-range U.S.-supplied missiles against targets within Russia.
Moving on, Il Resto, Resto del Carlino says EU deal for Raffaella Fitto and regional consular Sylvia gender violence debate. The European Commission has reached a breakthrough agreement that secures a leadership position for the incoming vice president of the European Commission, Raffaele Fitto, marking a rare consensus between Italy, Spain, and other EU nations. At the heart of the page is a poignant story from Veneto, where a regional consular Silvia shares her personal account of sexual violence, emphasizing the isolation survivors often feel as she calls for greater awareness and action against gender-based violence.
Okay, so Financial Times further highlights, on the contrary to the Corriere della Sera, that geopolitical tensions rise as Ukraine strikes Russia, as well as Ford cuts jobs amid EV challenges, and Denmark tracks Chinese vessel. So now Ukraine has launched UK-supplied Storm Shadow missiles into Russia for the first time, escalating its military campaign within Western backing. So basically, the strike targeted Russian airfields, signaling Kyiv's growing reliance on advanced NATO weaponry as allies double down on support. And another important news that was highlighted about the Ford and how in Europe it now announced the cut of 4,000 jobs across its plants, citing falling demand for electric vehicles and rising competition from China, which basically marked a significant blow to the automotive sector. So now it's very devastating. I think that everyone is worried about it because of the job cuts. So yeah.
Yeah, it's devastating. But moving on. And now we are going to talk about sports news, which Tutto Sports headline says, Italy celebrates tennis victory as football heats up. So one of the greatest news for today is actually that Italy's women's tennis team archives a historic milestone, winning the Billie Jean King Cup for the fifth time, which is actually very, very exciting and yeah, actually very impressing. So with key performance, and the thing is that the fifth time was with key performances from Brosenti and by Paolini after defeating Slovakia. The victory marks a golden year for Italian tennis, actually, with the men's team, led by Sinner, now gearing up for the Davis Cup quarterfinals against Argentina. However, in football, Juventus is considering a loan to move to Chelsea. So now we are going to present you one of the most famous songs by Bob Marley as to collaborate with recent global struggles. Enjoy.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Thank you. emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you hear to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, all I ever had, redemption songs, these songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
You've just listened to Redemption Song by Bob Marley.
It was a beautiful song. It will go on my Spotify playlist.
Yeah, definitely. And so now we're going to dive into more details about our news. So the first one covered by Il Corriere della Sera, a critic of Italy's education system now argues that schools and cannot simply clean up the social and cultural failings of families. And so reforms often place excessive responsibility on teachers without addressing broader societal issues. And as well, it also says that Matteo Salvini celebrates a political win in Veneto, while stricter penalties for drunk and distracted driving are introduced in Italy. So this is a very important news for the Italians, because now some penalties are going to be a bit edited, so pay attention to that. I will dive into after Caterina's news.
Okay, now, thank you, Maria. Now, secondary topic covered by Financial Times. The Financial Times recently reported on an incident where Denmark monitored a Chinese research vessel suspected of surveying undersea cables near its waters. These raised concerns about potential espionage, given the strategic importance of undersea cables for communication and data transfer. The event ties into broader geopolitical tensions, especially as incidents involving undersea infrastructure have increased in the Baltic Sea region. For example, recent damage to communication cables between Finland, Germany, and Sweden has prompted investigations into whether these were caused by intentional acts, possibly linked to other state actors. So now this issue highlights the vulnerabilities of critical infrastructure amid growing competition and mistrust between global powers, which is a very bad thing because they have to trust each other. Mm-hmm. So now such events are part of a large context of hybrid threats, where non-limitary methods are used to destabilize or challenge adversaries, further fueling geopolitical instability.
Okay. Now I'm going to dive into a bit more the news about regulations, traffic regulations, and among those, like, the most important things that we have to pay attention to is the key changes include increased fines for using mobile phones while driving. So it's up to 1,000 euros, and as well as license suspension for repeat offenders. So as long as you repeat mobile user it's gonna get even worse. So now there as well, we have new requirements for e-scooters, which include mandatory helmets, insurance, and registration, and as well as broader reforms aimed to overhaul traffic safety and enforcement policies within the year. And as well, we have some updates on Italy's tax regulations for self-employed professionals, which now allow installment-based advance payments for taxes and contributions. So this measure is a part of the government's fiscal strategy to ease financial pressures and ensure compliance.
Additional subject on the front page of Il Sole 24 Ore, front page highlights the advantage of technical diploma holders in the job market recovery post-COVID. Reports emphasize that nearly 50% of technical and professional diploma graduates secure employment within a year, compared to only 25% of those with general high school diplomas. And so this focuses on practical skills, underscores a broader issue, a persistent mismatch between traditional higher education and employer needs, particularly in an evolving economy heavily influenced by digitalization. This insight points to the importance of rethinking educational strategies to bridge the skills gap.
And quickly about the news, Il Resto del Carlino, about Emilia-Romagna, now is set to receive 700 billion in tax credits to support flood recovery, which happened last year, and now it's a very critical and focal point. So that was those were the main news for today. Hopefully you enjoyed, and stay tuned.
Radio Yulm.
And that's the tea for today. While you have the best and productive day, we will take care of the fresh and spicy news for the next week.
Mark your calendars with the brightest highlighter you can find. And those were your trusted sources, Maria.
Caterina.
And bye, friends.
Or should we say ciao, amici.
Press review on Radio Yulm.